All right. So, I've been subscribed to Vosh's YouTube channel for a number of years now, pretty much since 2019 when he first, made the channel. I've been subscribed to him. And for half a decade now, I've been listening to him call everybody who's basically to the right of Obama a Nazi. And he insults and he demeans and he ridicules everybody who he disagrees with, okay? He said that there should be mass arrests of the Republican supporters. Just crazy stuff that he's been saying over the past year. And he's been getting worse over time. Now, meanwhile, in case you missed it, over the past 10 years, there's been some shenanigans going on. In Hollywood, they've been doing this thing where they'll take Snow White, for example. And they'll race swap Snow White, who was historically white, and turn it into like a Latina character or something. Or, they've been calling it the ginger side, where they'll take characters that have ginger hair and race swap them out, right? And of course, that's just one little bite-sized piece of it. Over in the UK, they're trying to get the term Anglo-Saxon removed from academia and literature. Which I personally find to be the most offensive out of anything, given that both sides of my family are actually Anglo-Saxon. I know a lot of people say they are, but technically they're not, but my family actually is. And the fact that they're trying to get the term removed entirely is offensive to me. If you want to move to Australia, well, that's fine, but you better be ready to take a knee, because over here in Australia we have the acknowledgement of land. This is a humiliation ritual that they put the people here through. Where I remember when I got off the plane from my trip overseas, the pilot actually read the acknowledgement of land because he had to. All right, anyone who kind of tangentially has any job related to the Australian government or any industry that's regulated, like being a pilot, is tangentially related to Australia because you touch down in it. You have to read the acknowledgement of land. If you work for a government department, God forbid. Every interview will begin with the acknowledgement of land. I had to do a presentation for a job interview, and I had to read the it's also known as the acknowledgement of country. It's basically a humiliation ritual where we admit that we stole the land, okay? And that the Aboriginal ancestors actually own the land, okay? So that's what it's basically doing. On top of all the other woke stuff that's happening in Australia and Canada and America and the UK and everywhere basically, okay? It just feels like the narrative is always against us. It always feels like in media, in entertainment, in politics, it just feels like we're kind of the bad guy, right? At least when it comes from like the left kind of circles, it always feels like, in every movie, it's always a metaphor for how we did something wrong. Or maybe, how men did something wrong. That's another narrative as well. It just feels like we're always the bad guy. And as I said before, it's not just like the fact that we're like a punching bag. It's the fact that it feels like they're trying to remove, one could say, replace us. I mean, remember the Google Gemini scandal where you would Google search like founding father and you would get diversity? It just feels like all of our history is being erased, okay? But Vosh here, he doesn't see it that way. He thinks that talking about how, we're being replaced, removed, or whatever, and how that this type of behavior that the left are doing, trying to get Anglo-Saxon removed and removing all of our, iconography from movies and everything, and just all of this acknowledgement of lands, to all of it put together. I could use dozens of examples, okay? What I've talked about in this video is just the tip of the iceberg. It goes much deeper. It's almost like this is the precursor to a much more serious kind of push that they're going to be doing over the next few decades. And whenever someone would bring this up to Vosh, he would deride this idea. He would insult it and say that people are being paranoid.
So I've seen this type of video before. What we're basically looking at right now is we're looking at a narrative that is constructed by and delivered to people who don't need it.
I believe this is the natural outgrowth of a perverse ideology that teaches us that every societal ill is the fault of white people, and that whatever prejudice acts we may inflict upon them does not constitute discrimination because we don't have the power to discriminate.
There are definitely some people who believe this, but this belief is literally centuries old. The idea that any retributive violence against white people is justified and not an element of social oppression goes back to before the abolition of slavery. So this video might succeed in identifying some negative behaviors that are associated with the progressive left, but it will only do so as part of a framing device where it dishonestly suggests that this is some kind of like new rising tide, like some immediate threat that is growing worse that must be, you know, opposed immediately lest it go overboard and white people all get genocided or whatever, which is ridiculous.
Now, you could listen to what Vosh is saying there and be like, yeah, that's fair enough. He's right. You know, it is an overreaction. It's not, you know, it's not like us goy are going to get sent to the camps or anything. Like, it is kind of paranoia or whatever, or, you know, removing Anglo-Saxon, it doesn't mean anything or whatever. You could say that. But what's funny to me is what's been happening to poor old Vosh and his audience recently. Some mega lols, okay? Because all of a sudden, after half a decade of going after us, well, Trump won. Now, Trump has been signaling, I guess you would say, that he's going to make a push against kind of the woke stuff that's been going on in America. And he's going to start by, you know, at a federal level, just reclassifying that there are two genders. Anyway, to cut a long story short, a bunch of people were complaining that on their passport, they were listed as male, okay? Their passport got changed from female to male on their passport. And all of a sudden, Father Vosh is out. The knives come out. He is livid about this. Oh, this is the precursor to genocide, guys. They're trying to remove trans people from society. They're, you know, this is fascism, and all of his audience are up in arms. This is fascism.
Passport in the mail, and they changed the gender to male because of Donald Trump.
You're really selling it, too.
There's my picture. Very cunty. And yeah, there's that big ugly M. Yay. Now, mind you, all of my other documents are updated to female. And I've been fully surgically updated to female. But this is what they had to say. The sex was corrected on your passport application. The changes were made for one of the following reasons. To match our record.
What I'm saying is, like, visible attention has to be drawn to this. Because the goal here is to completely lock you out of public life, right?
Anyway, I won't subject you to a full Vosh video, but now all of a sudden, Trump's executive orders, oh, it's fascism. Oh, it's the precursor to genocide. Oh, they're trying to remove you from society. All of the things that we were saying, basically, that they're doing, now all of a sudden he's saying that, you know, Trump is the one doing it to them. It's just funny, man. It's just, I've been watching his videos lately. I'm not going to play all of them for you, but it's just funny to see his audience squirm after they mocked us for so long. Every time you would say anything critical, oh, you're just an incel, or oh, you're just, you know, all of your concerns stem from sexual insecurity. Because he would say that's his philosophy on being right wing, is that it stems from sexual insecurity. All of this bullshit mockery that he delivered to us. It's just funny. Funny to see his audience and him squirm.
If you can't use any public restroom, that's like a huge element of being out and about. Like, you're kind of locked at home then. Every time you need to piss, you got to run back home? Or hope that there's like a single, like, restroom with a single, you know, stall or whatever? Like, no gender? Sure. Maybe, but the goal here is to lock you out of public life.
Oh, and by the way, one last thing. I don't want to see anyone in America get hurt, okay? Least of all trans people, okay? I don't want to see anyone get hurt. I don't want to see any genocides, okay? I just like seeing Vosh and his audience have a meltdown, okay? I like seeing them think that the world is ending. You know, for so long... they mocked everybody. Whenever someone would say that it's kind of messed up that, you know, statues of Captain Cook are being torn down, or that, you know, some innocent goy is walking past a BLM rally and gets assaulted, or, you know, just all of the bullshit with the Hollywood movies and everything, you know, it just felt like being a straight white man was like something to be denigrated. You know, in left-wing circles. And every time we would point this out, Vosh would say that we're being crybabies. So it's just fun to for them to think that the world is ending, okay? It's fun to see them have a meltdown. I don't want anything bad to happen to them, honestly. It's just, I just like seeing the shoe be on the other foot for a change.